land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I guess yelling during football games is not good for your voice. But we're going to hang in there and do the best we can to get through the rest of today's show. Got a MERS news story analyzing the top five policy reforms that the Democrats were able to slam through last year in 2023. Number five, starting the list, was the Reproductive Health Act abortion bills. Number four, the repeal of right to work and reinstating prevailing wage. Those were number four and five. Number three, clean energy and solar siting legislation. Several packages of the House and Senate legislation establishing a 100% green energy portfolio for electric providers to be accomplished by the year 2040. Also, expanding the permit process of wind and solar facilities, green storage projects, to be handled by the Michigan Public Service Commission, which has been touted by environmental advocates that would make Michigan a nationwide leader for clean energy policy. Several pundits, though, told MERS the potential loss of local control is going to be a sticking point for the Democrats in 2024. Bill Ballinger said, typically, the masses can appreciate the importance of environmental issues. But when you really look at what people cast the votes on, very rarely does it evolve around environmental issues. Casting votes, environmental issues, not a winner at the poll. This year, however, 2024, energy legislation takes on a whole new dimension. Because now the Democrats have added the state control versus local control aspect of it, Bill said. in the fact that the state is basically going to say, we're not going to let local units of government or local communities have any pushback. Your bias of NIMB, not in my backyard, is over. And Ballinger thinks this is going to hurt the Democrats come August primary and November's general election. I absolutely agree with them. What you're basically telling local units of government, you don't get to say what goes on in your own local community. Not anymore. We'll give you a couple bites of the apple, but ultimately we're going to approve it with the governor's appointed MPSC, Michigan Public Service Commission. Short break, we'll continue, we'll be right back.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. We're going to continue on with this list of top five policy reforms of 2023. We're on the third one right now, the Clean Energy by 2040 package. For years, Republicans have basically been saying that there has got to be some uniform state control on these projects. When it comes to clean energy, solar farms, wind turbines. Democrats have been pushing for local control in areas of collective bargaining for public employees. Well, now it's the other way around. Republicans are pushing for local control over solar panel farms, wind farms. The Democrats want the state to control it. If this is a hot button issue, some Democrats in some swing districts who cast a vote to remove the power of local governments in his or her community, these could be huge problems that the Republicans will exploit. And it's going to prove to be a factor, Bill Ballinger said. I'm going to stop right there. I think this is going to play a major role in the county commissioner's race in Presque County. I think it's going to end up playing a major role in Otsego County. Why do I say that? Well, the Democrat chairman, longtime chairman of the Board of Commissioners in Presque County, John Chepa, who is directly benefiting from the solar panel farm that his absolute control of the Planning Commission with fellow county commissioner who introduced the motion to approve the special use permit for DTE to, at the moment, build the largest solar panel farm in Presque County. They used as justification for that Planning Commission meeting the fact that Lansing just passed these bills. When the governor hadn't even signed them into law yet, they used it the very next day on November 9th to approve the project there in Presque County. Without full disclosure and transparency. The chairman of the board, John Chepa, has agreed to lease his 100-acre farm to DTE for $1,000 an acre per year for the next 20 years. Folks, that's $100,000 a year income to him. For 20 years? You do the math. $2 million. Oh, but I didn't vote for it, Randy. I wasn't on the Planning Commission. No, you appointed your puppet to do it. Absolutely, this is going to come into play in 2024 election. You're going to be exposed, and honestly, sir, you're going to lose your seat over it. So, Republicans in Presque County, you need to find a good candidate to run against Chepa. The chairman of their county board, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but he's got to go. Conflict of interest? Self-serving? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely got to go. Now, one of the other political consultants said that despite organized opposition groups putting together vocal opposition campaigns against the clean energy packages, turning that opposition against Democratic candidates in 2024 would likely have limited success, largely because of where the House Democrats come from. Of course, there are a couple of exceptions, but mostly they don't represent districts where these big wind and solar siting fights have been happening. They're mostly happening in Republican areas. And so it's hard to see how existing organized interest groups that have fought against this sort of permit siting would be able to exact a political price for it with the voters who haven't really been exposed to the issue in that way. Hemman, are you an idiot? Did you not hear what I just said? Are you not aware of what happened in Presque Isle County? You've got a Democrat chairman of the Board of Commissioners, John Chapa, benefiting from the permit approval. You've got a non-party affiliated commissioner, supposedly not a Republican or a Democrat. Yeah, I don't believe that. She was the puppet for the chairman who got it approved. It's that simple. You don't think it's going to have political ramifications on their election this year? I do. And you're right. Most of this permitting process is happening up here. I call it the Hicks and the Sticks, north of 46. Big Rapids with the battery plant for Goshen in Big Rapids. The solar farm project in Presque Isle County. One is coming, a major, large one, maybe even bigger than Presque Isle. It's coming to Otsego County, a Republican-controlled district. Let's see how those commissioners vote on that permit. They may try to turn it down, prevent it from happening, to save their political butts this year, but it doesn't matter. Now, with the Clean Energy Act passed, it can go to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Who appoints the members of the Michigan Public Service Commission? Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They set this up on purpose so that they could bypass local control and approve them anyway. And where are they approving them? Up here in our listening area. They don't want them in their backyards down in Detroit, Lansing, Grand Rapids. No, they want them up here in northern Michigan. Folks, this is going to impact highly productive farmland that we utilize every single year here in northern Michigan. This is going to be huge. Reduction of good productive farmland, food prices are going to go up. Cliff Tellini, having less acres available to him to farm, going to cause him to raise prices. They don't care. As long as they get their green energy agenda passed, inflation on food, who cares? Let the people pay for it. Second most important policy reform of 2023, gun safety. Early in 2023, Democrats passed a package of gun safety bills that included universal background checks, safe storage requirements, and extreme risk protection orders, known as red flag legislation. This was done back in April 19th. The package of bills received some opposition from pro-Second Amendment groups, gun owner groups, most recently resulting in a signature collection efforts beginning on a referendum to repeal the red flag law, which petitioners are saying could result in the unfair loss of gun ownership. because in the legislation itself, it created a he said, she said situation. Legislators who voted for the red flag portion of the bills got a couple of state lawmakers. Recall efforts were filed against them. Unfortunately, both of them failed. Betsy Kofia in Traverse City and Noah Arbet in West Bloomfield. Despite these examples of opposition, pundits across the board agreed that how Democrats approached the legislation was smart and could actually win them votes this year in 2024. Ballinger said the package is one example of legislation that is supported even by moderates or independents as being seen as reasonable restrictions. The Democrat political consultant Hemmings said it's near the top of the list as a broad issue that most people could get behind. Hemmings said the red flag law will be a litmus test for a lot of districts and candidates, but added that the regulations the Democrats passed seem to meet the public's mood and basically is advising them not to go too much further. This is always a danger when it comes to the Second Amendment. You see, the Democrats, folks, have already come out publicly and said these package of gun bills were only the good first step, quote, end quote. They want to go even further. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer sat down with the end of the year interview with little Timmy Skubik, she mentioned banning assault rifles as something she would be willing to look at. If the Democrats pass it in the House and the Senate, yeah, it's something I would definitely consider signing. Well, after they get done with that, you know what's next? Ammunition. That's right. I wouldn't be surprised to see them pass huge taxes on ammunition, making it basically unaffordable. And one other aspect they're looking at, holding manufacturers of firearms and ammunition liable if their weapons or ammo is used in a murder that the people, the grieving family members, could sue the manufacturers. That's coming. Crazy, 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 absolutely crazy. But you know what? They don't care. We're going to get into the last number one item of the policy reforms of 2023 right after the bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back. Michigan.